Flu.
Okay. Several times it has.
Flown.
Okay. And then you might ask me, how hard did the wind
blow?
Okay, if the wind is coming from halfway between the south, okay, if the wind is coming from, say, Miami, which direction would you say it was coming from?
South.
Okay. If the wind is halfway between the south and the west, you call that what direction?
Halfway between the south and the west.
No, I wouldn't call that.
I don't know. East? Southwest?
Okay. Then halfway between the south and the east?
Southeast.
And halfway between the north and the west?
Northwest.
And halfway between north and east?
Northeast.
That's like a point, isn't it? Okay, if it's raining, but not raining very hard, you know, just a few fine drops coming down, you say it's...
It's sprinkling.
Okay. And then, what might you call the heavy white mist that comes off of the river or on a lake?
I call it mist or fog.
Okay. And if you call it fog, and got one morning, you might say, this morning it looks pretty...
Foggy.
Okay. Okay, if no rain comes for weeks and weeks, you might say you're having a...
Dry spell.
Okay. What else might you call? Would you ever call it a drought?
No, I wouldn't call that a drought.
Okay. Okay, if the wind has been very gentle and it's gradually getting stronger, you say it's doing what?
Rising or increasing?
Okay. Okay, if it's just the opposite, it's been blowing really hard and then...
diminishing?
Okay. In the morning, in the fall, when you first go outdoors, if you find it cold but not disagreeably cold, kind of weather you like to be out in, you say this morning it's rather...
chilly.
Okay. There's a white coating on the ground in the morning. You say you had a...
frost.
Okay.
And there's a fall rain.
Okay, if it was so cold last night, what might happen to the lake? Not here, but...
they'd freeze?
Okay.
I heard tell.
Contrary to popular belief. Okay, if you put water in your freezer, then you say the water will
freeze.
Okay. And then yesterday, yeah.
Froze.
Okay. And several times it has.
Frozen.
Okay. Could you draw kind of a diagram of the house that you were brought up in, that you lived in?
Kitchen.
Then
you can label them there.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
Porch, P, kitchen. Then off the kitchen was the dining room. Then off the dining room was the living room. And then there was a little hallway. Off to the left was my parents' bedroom. Not much of an arch. Straight. A little door.